Boom shakalaka!
What is up, party people? Welcome into a new episode of the Daily Double Up. My name's Jordan. Sitting across from me in a computer screen today is Mitch. You know what it is. We're your one-stop shop for all things daily fantasy sports. Mitch, how'd the bye week treat you last week, buddy?
Dude, I was a little disappointed. I wanted to play this week. We were up. I won 2 weeks in a row against you. I needed to ride that high, ride that train, get that third win in a row, but then it just screwed me over, and I had to wait. Now I got to refine that mojo again to get it done. I'll get it done this week, I promise you.
I hope you do, buddy. I hope you do.
Sorry, that was a little intense.
That's okay. Hey, that's what we're here for. For those of you who have been following us week to week here at the Sports Hour, you'll notice the last couple of weeks have been a little weird for our little podcast here. We spent 2 weeks doing a team-up episode with our sister podcast, Mitch Moe's other podcast being the Sports Hour. So you guys got some extra long, a little bit weird entertainment there. And then last week, you'll notice there was no episode. So Mitch and I decided to take a little impromptu bye week. We're both feeling a little tired, need a little break from the action. So we took an unannounced bye week, but we are back at it, regular schedule, bringing you guys content every week. So get ready, we got more episodes coming your way, and I'm excited to be back, Mitch.
I'm very excited to be back, and I want to say thank you for helping me hold down the fort over there on the Sports Hour. It's always nice to have a good co-host with you, and we wanted to find the best to replace Mr. Graff while he was out of town, out of the country in a little Peru. So we're glad that we had you on, and thank you for helping me hold the fort down and throw a rad party while Dad wasn't home.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate you guys having me on. It was a ton of fun, and if you guys haven't listened to those episodes yet, you can find them here if you just go back 2 episodes or go over to the Sports Hour if you haven't checked them out yet. Give them a follow, give them a subscription, and check them out over there. Either way, the episodes are a ton of fun, super entertaining, and it was a good time. So anyway, Mo, we are back to the regularly scheduled programming, though, which means we're talking DFS football, what we know and love. I'm ready to get back into it. The thing I wanted to start today's episode with was maybe a little conversation about what is one thing that you really feel like you have learned the most throughout this NFL season?
Oh, man. One thing I've learned the most.
As it pertains to daily fantasy, I should say.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, well, there are a lot of things I learned, especially throughout the course of the NFL season. The Niners are a legit team. They're absolutely legit. Don't sleep on the Buffalo Bills.
Playoff team Buffalo Bills?
Playoff team Buffalo Bills. Wild card. You could talk about how Jacoby Brissett's a legitimate quarterback. But I think if I learned one thing in daily fantasy sports is that it's okay to not spend your whole budget. Like, it's okay to go in. I think it's okay. It's okay to go in and find those deep, almost borderline, like the kind of grimy, disgusting picks. But you know, at your core that this is a good matchup and this might really pay off for you. And just learning to bite the bullet and take that risk and go make that pick. That's something I'm kind of learning. I'm still learning it. I mean, spoiler alert, I had $200 left in my budget. I almost spent my entire budget. But there's been weeks where I still have $500 or more left. I'm learning that's okay to take those deep picks. It's okay to take those risks. Because, you know, you're going to hit and you're going to miss. But that's the glory of DFS, is that, you know, you're going to look like a genius when you make it hit. And it's totally worth the risk in the long run.
Totally, man. Totally. I think the dollar value the DraftKings gives you can sometimes be a little bit of a distraction or a mirage where it makes people feel like they need to use all of it in order to optimize their lineup, when that's not always the case. I mean, it's a game of matchups really more than anything else, and the price tags come as a limiting factor, but playing the matchups is really what you want to be doing in DFS, so I like that a lot, and I think I have been reminded of that throughout this season as well. I think the thing that I have really learned the most throughout this NFL season as far as daily fantasy is concerned is that my new favorite way to play daily fantasy is in the showdown captain mode on DraftKings. This was a game mode that I had not really messed with a whole heck of a lot prior to this season. And it's a ton of fun, dude. You target one game, you go in, you set your captain of your team, quote unquote, which you pay a little bit more than like market dollar value for. But each fantasy point they get, you get a point and a half. So I've just been playing a ton of head-to-head showdown captain mode, and it's been the game mode that I'm having the most success with. I think I'm 6-7 as far as Thursday night wins go. So, dude, I'm just having a ton of fun. I'm going to keep playing those Thursday night matchups. It gives me a little something extra to care about when it comes to Thursday, considering we don't play Thursdays normally. We play the main slate on Sunday. But yeah, dude, it's been a ton of fun. And if you're looking to branch out, I would highly, highly recommend you play a little showdown captain mode, because it gives you a different flavor than what you might be used to when it comes to playing DraftKings.
Yeah, you know, I'm still new to daily fantasy sports. Like, you know, like I've said, I've played a lot of year-long leagues, year-to-year leagues. DFS is still something I'm fairly new to. So I still have yet to experiment with that type of stuff. And you come to, you know, me and Jordan, if you don't know, this is a hobby of ours right now. We actually work at the same place. He'll come to work and just like, dude, I tried out this new thing. And I've been playing head-to-head challenges and stuff, and I'll be like, what's all that all about? And he's nailing it every single week, and you know, it's something that I definitely need to get into. Should experiment with. I'm really excited just to experiment with all the different game modes, because DFS offers so many different types of game modes across different sports. So excited to try all that out. I've exposed this to you. I'm really excited to get into DFS NASCAR. Once we get there.
Oh yeah, you're so stoked for NASCAR. Dude, and you can absolutely just go play free matchups for the showdown captain modes and that kind of thing too. So you should go try it out. Go give it a little free play and test the waters. It's a ton of fun and I'm really enjoying myself. So well, cool. Hey Mo, let's just go ahead and roll right into our stash or trash for this week. Real easy. If you guys are new here, our stashes are guys that we like for the week, and our trashes are guys that we are looking to fade and not play. On DraftKings, they give you $50,000 to play with for your lineup, and if you average that out among all of your guys, that gives you about $5,500 to work with, or 11% of your total budget. All of our stashes are going to be guys underneath that 55% budget, and all of our trashes are going, or rather, sorry, $5,500 price point, 11%. It's going to be under that, and our trashes will be above that price point. So guys that are not worth their price and you should not be paying for. Mo, you want to go ahead and lead us in with your first stash for this week?
Yeah, my first stash is going to be a guy that had a down week last week. Not a great week. But and you would probably be a little bit tempted to not play the guy because of the split workload that's going to come in that backfield. But I'm going to go with Matt Breida against Washington. Look, this guy is just an animal when he gets the ball in his hands. And by the way, he's playing the 28th ranked defense in the National Football League and one of the worst run offenses in the league. Give me all the Matt Breida. I think this is going to be a game where they're going to be pounding the ground early and often, because there's not going to be a whole lot of scoring on the other side. So they're going to want to control the clock. They're going to want to run it down. I think there's going to be a ton of garbage time opportunity, a ton of opportunity on the ground to try to chew up as much clock as possible. I'll take Matt Breida in this one easily. At a value of $5,300, that's 10.6% of your total budget for the week.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice little value play there. And, man, Breida looked real good, man, for a little bit of a stretch there. And that is a plus matchup for him, so I like that quite a bit. Speaking of trying to play some plus matchups. My stash of this week is also going to be playing a little bit of a plus mashup. I am going with Minshew Mania himself, Gardner Minshew versus the Cincinnati Bengals. $5,400 on DraftKings or 10.8% of your total budget. Mitch, Minshew Mania is in full swing this week. I am head over heels for Gardner Minshew per usual.
Yeah.
Struggled last week a little bit in what was supposed to be a plus matchup against the Saints, but he's facing a Cincinnati team this week that's allowed 235-plus passing yards in each of their last five games. So we started off the show talking about how you want to try and play the plus matchups and not necessarily the dollar price point. Well, this is a quarterback you can get under that average 11% that has a very plus matchup and should look for a bounce-back week this week where he can throw the ball and air it out quite a bit. I like Gardner Minshew as a value play this week.
I love Gardner Minshew as a person. Not just as a value play.
You're crazy about that guy.
Just as a person. Oh, my God. The mustached hero that we don't deserve. We just don't deserve Gardner Minshew.
So pure. Amen. Preach it, brother. Preach it. Who else you got this week for your second stash?
So my second stash, I'm going to be going with D.D. Westbrook. Going to go along with your Gardner Minshew vein here. They're playing Cincinnati. He's $4,900 on DraftKings. That's 9.8% of your total budget. Look, DJ Chark's been great. And you know these guys, they're probably going to blanket the guy that's been their best target. Why not give DD a look? Just playing a terrible defense. 26th in the NFL right now, total defense, is the Cincinnati Bengals. Not much of a secondary to speak for. I just love the matchup against Cincinnati. I really do. I think there's a lot of matchups that you could really take advantage of this week. Jacksonville and Cincinnati, San Francisco against Washington. You could take advantage of the Rams against Atlanta. I think there's a lot of matchups that in various positions that you could take advantage of this week at the running back and wide receiver positions.
Yeah, I think this Jaguars matchup is juicy for a lot of the different fantasy players. I think Leonard Fournette is probably, I think he's my second favorite running back on the week. We'll get to that a little bit later. But this is definitely a game that I'm looking to exploit this week. And on DD, carrying a questionable tag to play on Sunday, he was not practicing earlier in the week. He practiced in limited fashion today, according to the reports. So that's trending in the positive for him getting on the field. If he's out there, I agree 100% play him, but something to monitor a little bit. Just pay attention to whether or not he's actually going to be out there, because I guess he had something kind of sprout up last Sunday. But yeah, other than that, I like the Jaguars and DD Westbrook quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
My second stash for this week is actually going to be a guy that we have stashed quite a few times on this show throughout this season thus far, and that is Josh Jacobs versus my Green Bay Packers. $5,000 on DraftKings or 10% of your total budget. Mo, there is a clear way to beat the Green Bay Packers, and it has been exploited by every team they have played thus far this season. Everybody knows it, and everybody knows what the Raiders are going to try and do on Sunday. That is pound the ball on the ground. The Green Bay Packers secondary and pass defense in general is very good. One might say elite, but their run defense leaves something to be desired. So if you are going to try and roll into Green Bay and beat Green Bay, you got to do it on the ground. So that's already something that is known to everyone. But on top of that, the Raiders pass attack is also banged up quite a bit right now. So it's double cleared. The Raiders are going to come in here and they're going to pound the ball. And Jacobs has proven to be a reliable asset at the running back position. I think he's racked up 99 rushing yards in 4 out of 5 games this year. So pretty safe plug and play in general, not counting the plus matchup he has against Green Bay. So I think Josh Jacobs is in for a huge week. The Raiders are forced to just force feed him the ball like crazy. And Green Bay is not really in a position to stop him from just inflicting his will on the ground. So go pay for Josh Jacobs this week.
Oh, yeah. No, I 100% agree. And you look at their blitz percentage, another advanced defensive metric here. They're only blitzing on 27.2% of the plays. Green Bay is. So you could really take advantage of that in a zone run scheme. You could also take advantage of that when they do blitz once every 4 plays or so and run the draw with him. There's a ton of opportunity for Josh Jacobs here. I love the stash. In fact, we had to discuss before the show because we both had him down as a stash. And so we're both on board with this, and I love it.
Yep, great option this week. That rolls us into the saddest part of our show here at the Daily Double Up, and that is our weekly trashes. These are guys that we are looking to not pay for, and we are trying to convince you to also not pay for because they're not going to be worth their price point, or at least we think they're not going to be worth their price point. Mo, I'll go ahead and start here if that's okay with you.
Yeah, go for it.
My first trash for this week is going to be a hot hand. As a matter of fact, both of mine have been pretty hot. As of late on the season, I'm trashing Matt Ryan against the Los Angeles Rams. $6,500 on DraftKings or 13% of your total budget. Matt Ryan's been hot. this Falcons team has not been good, but Matt Ryan has been playing pretty well. But he's playing a Rams team that has been kind of middle of the road against opposing quarterbacks so far. And so we look at this situation where Matt Ryan's been hot. The Rams have been kind of meh as far as defending the pass. And this could actually look like a plus matchup for Matt Ryan. But I don't think that Falcons offensive line is actually going to be able to keep Matt Ryan upright a whole heck of a lot against this Rams defensive front seven. Also, the Rams went out and snagged Jalen Ramsey this week. So this is a matchup that could, on the surface, if you don't dig too deep, actually look like a plus matchup for Matt Ryan. But I think it's actually somewhat of a mirage, and it's not really as friendly as it looks. So I'm avoiding Matt Ryan against the Rams altogether this week.
Yeah, I don't like it either, especially with the addition of Jalen Ramsey to that defense. It's got a bad taste to it already. You haven't tasted the game yet, but you smell it coming. And it just that was a bad analogy.
Yeah, it just seems like a trap.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like a trap. Like, that's the best way I can describe it. It looks like a matchup is going to be pretty good. Guys are going to buy into it because they want to ride Matt Ryan, but I think it's a trap for fantasy purposes. I mean, so stay away. That's my advice to you guys.
It's definitely a trap because statistically, you look at the Rams, they're a bottom half pass defense right now. But you add a guy like Jalen Ramsey into the mix, that can change a lot of things very, very quickly, especially to your number one guy.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I like the trash there. My first trash is going to be another quarterback, and that's going to be Lamar Jackson, which might come as kind of a surprise to you guys. $6,800 on DraftKings, that's 13.6% of your total budget. They're playing the Seahawks, and look, I just gave you a hard time about LA having a bottom half pass defense. Seattle's 25th out of 32 teams in pass defense. So why would I trash Lamar Jackson? It's because Seattle's a very tough place to play, and Seattle can turn on the defense whenever the heck they want to. So there's just a lot of things that don't really add up to it. I think this is going to be a ground-heavy game. There's going to be a lot of rush attempts in this game. I think Lamar Jackson's going to have success on the feet, but through the air, I just don't see him getting it done the way that he has throughout the first 6 weeks of this season. I think you can find better values at cheaper prices than Lamar Jackson this week. I'm not going to go ahead and buy into that.
Interesting. I actually am on the other side of the fence from you a little bit on this one, Mo, because I think there are some good plays to play in that passing attack. Like, I think Mark Andrews is a really good play this week. One of the things Seattle doesn't do very well on defense, well, they haven't done a lot of things very well, but one of the things they are especially poor at is defending the tight end. So Mark Andrews could end up having a big game here. I don't know. I agree with you. Seattle is not an easy place to play football, man.
No. I think part of the value for Mark Andrews comes with the fact that Marquise Brown is doubtful for this week. And so they're probably not going to lean on guys like Willie Snead or Miles Boykin. They're going to go to Mark Andrews. And I think that's probably where a big chunk of his value comes from. And when you have one big target totally. There, yeah, sure, you can ride the one big target. But that's that. I just don't see anything outside of that really coming to fruition this week.
Cool. I hear you. My second trash for this week is going to be, like I said, another hot hand. I'm trashing Terry McLaurin versus the San Francisco 49ers. $6,100 on DraftKings or 12.2% of your total budget. Man, speaking of the complete opposite and complete legit defenses, this San Francisco 49ers team is scary. Like, they are a legit, legit defense, which I don't know how many people saw coming, but they're legit. They rank first overall in passing yards allowed per game and second overall in total yards allowed, so that doesn't bode well for the passing offense of Washington. And this isn't a knock on Scary Terry's abilities. I still think he is immensely talented. I will happily play him moving forward in daily fantasy, but I see this being a game script where Terry has to catch another long ball to make up his fantasy day. And I don't know if San Francisco is going to give like an out of character long ball this game. So this is just a matchup that I'm trying to avoid. We're talking about playing matchups in the positive. This is me avoiding a matchup in the negative. The game script just doesn't read very well for Terry McLaurin in this one.
Yeah, I'm on board with you there. You know, it's funny, when you mentioned how scary San Francisco's defense is, we talked about how on paper, the Browns' offense looked going into this season, right? Like, on paper, they have all the names, all the right guys there. You look at the San Francisco 49ers defense on paper, they have all the right names there. Like, very good names. And it's been kind of an oversight, and I think we should all be ashamed of ourselves for not looking further into the San Francisco 49ers defense. By the way, the number one pass defense in football right now.
Dude, they have 12 takeaways on the season. Are you aware of this?
12 takeaways, and they're allowing only a 53.6% completion rating throughout the year.
That is nutty.
751 total yards thrown against them throughout the year. 7 interceptions. 5.71 yards an attempt.
17 sacks.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, this is a super, super crazy talented defense.
And for those reasons
crazy
alone.
Crazy talented.
Yeah, you got to shy away from Terry McLaurin this week. Exactly. You hit the nail on the head there.
Yep. Yep.
My second trash of the week is probably going to be an easy one and probably ones you guys aren't thinking about, but it's Wayne Gallman. And why is he a trash? Because he's still worth $5,500 on DraftKings, which is exactly 11% of your total budget.
That can't be right.
And if it's adjusted before Sunday, then good, it should be, because Saquon's back. At best for Wayne Gallman, it's going to be a split workload, at very best. And we don't even think that's going to happen. Saquon's probably still going to get 90% of the touches there, and he's not worth $5,500 at all. So hopefully this gets adjusted. Hopefully my trash turns into something that's an irrelevant thing. But as of right now, with his value, definitely trash him. Don't even go there.
Yeah, totally. This one's pretty easy. And, like, barring some crazy adjustment, I think the prices are locked for the week. So Gallman's going to stick at this $5,500 price point. I don't foresee a ton of people trying to play Wayne Gallman for some reason, unless they're really trying to be cute and contrarian in a tournament play. But I think the quote from Saquon, or from the Saquon camp, was that he was a full participant throughout the week in practice, and he's declared himself ready for his usual workload. So it's going to be back to the Saquon show, business as usual in New York, and Wayne Gallman is not a playable fantasy asset in any format, especially daily fantasy. So pretty obvious one here, Mo. I'm with you. Wayne Gallman is much too highly priced for this week.
And what a better week to get back to work for Saquon Barkley against the 27th ranked rush defense in football. So,
oh, dude, he is going to feast on the Cardinals this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice for Saquon owners and guys who are buying into that price point on Saquon. It's going to be nice. But anyway, folks, those were our stashes and trashes for this week. That rolls us into Mitch Mo and my daily head-to-head matchup. Again, we play the main slate on Sundays, and each week we play a head-to-head matchup with one another. Mo is on a 2-game winning streak, so I think that puts me still up a game on you, Mo? Is it 3-2 right
now?
3-2. Alrighty, so I'm still the crown champion and the people's champ, but Mo, you could take 3 straight games off me. We will see what happens. But Mitch, do you want to go ahead and go through your lineup for this week and explain some of your picks for us?
I will gladly start reading off my lineup first. Let's start at the quarterback position. I'm going to go with Josh Allen. Let's bounce back, and what a week to do it against
my boy.
Going against Miami, $6,500 right now. Why not? You're playing the worst team in football. Buffalo Bills got a pretty favorable schedule coming up, which makes me think that this is going to be a lock playoff team in my mind if everything goes right. So I'm taking Josh Allen here. I'm also going to go with Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette, $7,000 right now on DraftKings. You're playing Cincinnati, the 31st ranked defense against the running back position. Why not? Let's just spend up a little bit and go ahead and get Leonard Fournette. My second running back is going to be your stash, Josh Jacobs, against Green Bay. Like you said, $5,000 right now, 10% against the 25th ranked rush defense. Yeah, let's go get it. Let's go get Josh Jacobs. I also spent up again at the wide receiver position. Cooper Kupp against Atlanta. He's red hot right now, and they're going against a really weak secondary, 31st ranked secondary right now against the wide receiver position. Let's go get Cooper Kupp. I'm also going to go Allen Robinson here against New Orleans. They're against the 23rd ranked secondary against wide receivers this week with the New Orleans Saints. Go get me Allen Robinson and Mitch Trubisky's probable return to the field. I got a little bit cute here, and I went Cole Beasley against Buffalo or against Miami. Went with the stack.
I really thought about it, Mo.
Yeah.
I really thought about also doing this.
I went Cole Beasley against Miami, $4,700 right now. You can go get him on the cheap, and he's probably the number two wide receiver in that staff right now. Let's go get Cole Beasley. Tight end, went with my boy, the mailman, Mark Andrews against Seattle. He is going to be the primary target in that offense this week if Hollywood Brown does not play. At the flex spot, little bit risky, but I went Kenny Golladay. They're playing the Minnesota Vikings. I went ahead and took him. They're still the 22nd ranked defense against the wide receiver position. So I went ahead and snagged up Kenny Golladay.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's all that risky, actually. Kenny Golladay landed on a Green Bay matchup last week where he also was supposed to be quote-unquote risky, and then he still ended up putting together quite a quality fantasy day, and that's against a much better passing defense. I think we're just seeing the ascension of Kenny Golladay here. So that just seems like a quality, solid pick to me. That doesn't seem all that sketchy actually.
That's reassuring to know. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, so let me encourage the lineup you're playing against me.
Guys, you heard it first here from Jordy. Go get Kenny Golladay. Go get Kenny Golladay. And then DST.
No, I don't know if I'm saying that. I'm just saying I like him.
Okay. He just likes him. He doesn't love him. We do love his smooth routes, though.
Yeah.
He's smooth.
Yeah.
DST.
He is so smooth.
DST, I went with my Chicago Bears. They're playing the Saints. They're actually a little bit cheaper than usual coming off the bye, and they're playing a pretty good offense in New Orleans. So I went ahead and snagged the Bears up with all that talent. Maybe they have the big week against some pretty good defense or a pretty good offense there in New Orleans.
Alrighty. I like it, Mo. That's a strong lineup, man. That looks pretty good on paper. I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I like it. On paper, it should work out just fine, but
it often looks that way, though, doesn't it, man?
Oh, God. It always does.
That leads me into my lineup for this week. Man, I tried so hard to get Josh Allen into my lineup this week, Mitch. I can't tell you how hard I tried and how much it hurt to not do it. Instead, at my quarterback spot, I decided to go with Gardner Minshew. One of my stashes for the week, playing Cincinnati. We already talked about it. It's a plus-plus matchup for him. I'm rolling him out there. Kind of just putting him in there and not thinking about it anymore. The running back slots, you guys know if you've listened to the show, is where I like to pay up the most. I went and got my projected number one and two running backs on the week and paired up Dalvin Cook and Leonard Fournette. Dalvin Cook's got Detroit. Pretty plus matchup there for a running back. Detroit has not been a very good running defense. So Dalvin should be able to just have his way with Detroit. And then Leonard Fournette, I'm with you. That's a good matchup just for the Jags in general. Leonard Fournette is going to eat on Sunday. The wide receivers, I'm going John Brown. I didn't get Josh Allen, but Lord knows I'm going to play John Brown if I can play John Brown. So if you try and tell me for a second that this Miami defense is going to hold down John Brown, I will laugh in your face for probably several minutes. John Brown's going to be nutso this week. Plus, it helps me offset your play of Josh Allen just a little bit, so that's going to be nice to have.
Yeah, makes me a little mad.
I'm paying up a little bit at the wide receiver position, but not really. This is actually a surprisingly mid-priced guy in T.Y. Hilton. Indy is getting Houston in this matchup, which, again, Houston's defense has been super exploitable thus far. It's actually what's getting them into a lot of trouble as far as winning games goes. So T.Y. is a good play in a plus matchup here. So, again, I will pay that mid price and get the upper echelon tier talent of T.Y. in my lineup. And then my other wide receiver is where I also got cute. You went and played Cole Beasley. I thought about it, but instead, I'm actually going to play the cute play of Alan Lazard this week. Green Bay's playing Oakland. Green Bay does not have a whole lot of wide receivers that are still standing on 2 feet. Geronimo is out. Devonta Adams is out. MVS is super, super questionable. Maybe he might play. Maybe he's not going to play. So really, that leaves a huge wide open canvas for other guys to step in as far as the wide receiver position goes in Green Bay. Alan Lazard came in, had a really good game last week, caught 4 or 5 targets for 65 yards and a touchdown. Not huge production, but really came up big when Green Bay needed him to. I'm looking for a little bit of a repeat this week. If there's anything we know about Aaron Rodgers, is when a receiver has played well the week prior, Aaron likes to try and get him involved the next week if he can. He likes to pick his guys and go to them. So Alan Lazard, putting him in there. He's only $3,000. It's crazy, crazy cheap. I got to remember to bring water to these things. I'm dying. Tight end, I'm going the mailman, Mark Andrews. It's funny, Mo, how we kind of find the guys that we like, and we've just consistently been picking some of the same guys every week. That's an interesting phenomenon I didn't think about on this podcast.
You know, I don't hate that strategy. I mean, obviously, if Mark Andrews was playing, I don't know, the San Francisco 49ers, probably wouldn't start Mark Andrews. But...
No, totally. I'm 100% playing the matchup here, and I actually tipped my hand a little bit earlier. Seattle can't defend the tight end. They just can't. It's been a huge hole in their defensive scheme thus far in the season. So Mark Andrews should kind of just have the freedom to do what he wants because they can't defend the tight end very well. And he's, again, not one of like the top-tier priced guys. So, yeah, I'm going to pay $4,900 for Mark Andrews this week. Sure, no problem.
Disrespectful not to have him top-tier.
Disrespectful. You hear that, DraftKings? Don't disrespect the mailman. We're coming for you.
Yeah.
My flex, I went with my other stash. I'm playing Josh Jacobs against Green Bay. We already talked about it a ton, so I'm not going to talk about it again. And my defense, I went with our rule number one here on the show. Whatever defense is playing Miami, you go pay for. So the Bills, who are already a top-tier quality defense, are playing the worst team in football. You got to be crazy if you think I'm not going to go pay that $4,300 to get the top-priced defense on this week.
You take that sentence and you put it right back in your mouth. Don't take my line. Don't take my line.
No, it's deserved here, dude. It's deserved here. That's just like a no-brainer lock play. You go play the Bills defense this week.
Yeah, I guess you earned that one. You earned it.
Yep. All right, y'all. Well, that's all we got for you this week. Hey, Mitch, it feels good to be back, man.
Feels good to be back. Feels great to be back.
Feels good to be back. I wish you luck this week in our head-to-head. Y'all, you can go find us wherever you're listening to this podcast, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. If you haven't done so already, please go find us. Give us a subscription. Give us a like. Give us a review. We will love you forever for it. And if you haven't listened or jumped over to the Sports Hour yet, go over there. You can find Mitch, Mo, and Dallin just doing their thing. It's a great podcast to listen to. Go give them a subscription and a review as well. But other than that, Mo... That's all I got. You got anything in closing?
You know what? I do not. I just I know you're playing my co-host over there on the Sports Hour, Dallin, in both leagues this week. And I want you to know, based on the outcome of a certain trade that happened in our Dynasty League this week, I am full on Team Dallin. Let's go, D. Dethrone this scum king, Mr. Fox.
You know, you steal Patrick Mahomes in a trade from Mitch one time, and he never lets it go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we love you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode. See ya.
Adios. Alvita Zane. See ya.